This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
As we've seen in so many cases, killers taking trophies. Why do they do that is the question to those of us who are not killers. It seems a little bizarre. It's like, well, you did this. You probably don't want to get caught. So having anything from them in your possession may not bode too well should someone look into you. But again, that makes sense to most of us because we're not killers. To them, it makes perfect sense. Here to help us kind of understand that and I guess try and make some sense of it, Siobhan Scott is joining us. She's a psychotherapist and an author of the book, The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interpreting the Pathway to Violence. Siobhan, I want to go with this on the Koberger case, because now we know that allegedly, if he's the killer, he's also a trophy keeper with the IDs that have been found in his possession that were not where they should have been with the residents of that King Road house after the murder.
Yeah, you know, we often talk about these kind of sexual sadistic murderers. And if Koberger did do this, that's the kind of murder it is. He was motivated by sexual attraction. And whether or not he committed any sexual offense or perpetration on anybody's body at the time, it's the memory of the violence that's sexually stimulating for a person like that. So that's why they save, you know, whether it's called a trophy or a souvenir, they tend to save things from the victims because they use those objects later on to reenact the memory of the crime. And that's where they get the sexual gratification. So that doesn't surprise me. Again, it would indicate he's, as a criminal, he's not a very smart criminal to keep something like that. But that is sort of the MO, that that's what they tend to do.
Is it often that they keep something that is easily, I mean, there's nothing I think more recognizable than belonging to someone else than their ID? Are IDs a common one that people take, or is it more so inanimate objects, things of that nature, which if you don't know whose it was, you wouldn't know whose it was?
Right. Probably more often that it's a personal inanimate object, some jewelry or, you know, undergarments or something like that. But there certainly have been some. I know that California Golden State Killer did remove photographs of the victims at times and take those with him. So it happens, but something obviously that I would say the person whose ID he had, this may have been the person that was his primary target in the murders that night. Because as we've thought that there was probably one of these young women that he was primarily attracted to, and the other ones that were present were just collateral damage.
It's easy, I think, to look on the outside and say, he was attracted to one of them or more than one of them. But how do we know that? How do we know that the taking of the object was sexual in nature? Is that just how these things are? Is that just how the mind works?
Yeah, it is just the pattern. It's, the sexual pleasure comes for months before the actual event happens, because they're anticipating it and they're masturbating, frankly, while they're anticipating it. And then they commit the murder. They try to create their perfect scenario, which is usually sadistic violence involved. And then the pleasure continues after the crime, because they continue to masturbate with the personal items of the victim. So it's a very strange thing. And again, for normal people, it's hard to wrap our heads around how could this be pleasurable. But this seems to be a pattern that we've seen hundreds of times.
Help us wrap our heads around that, because obviously this is not the first time we've heard of a case like this or someone that does this sort of thing. What is it? Is this some sort of trauma response from something that happened in childhood? How does one find sexual pleasure in things like this, things like murder, things of stalking, things of that nature? I mean, it's one thing to look at these girls and go, yes, they were attractive young women. But when it goes to this dark place of sexual gratification in the form of murder, how does one get there? Is there a recipe for this with people in general, or is it different in case by case?
Yeah, we'd love to know what the recipe is, right? Because if we knew, then we could stop it. I think it's probably a culmination of a variety of things. And yes, probably different to some degree with every person that develops this way. It clearly starts early in life. We do know that little boys who are 10, 11, 12 years old, who eventually grow into this kind of sadistic behavior, they'll start having violent fantasies, violent sexual fantasies very young. Why they do that? Sometimes some have said it was exposure to violent pornography at a really young age, and that influenced them. They became aroused. And then that sort of is how their brain patterned, that they needed that kind of stimulation in order to be aroused. Other times we really never can pin it down. And, is it something in the wiring? It's quite possible that for a very small number of people, they're just not quite wired right. And then perhaps they're exposed to something in the environment. Perhaps they were sexually aroused at a time that they were being punished. That's been another theory. But again, it's really hard to prove these things, especially when we're going back in someone's life 20 or 30 years previously and trying to fit the pieces together.
Yeah, I mean, it is such a bizarre thing, but obviously it is a thing. Is it part of our our wiring in some way, shape, or form, almost, going way, way back? Is this kind of the Stone Age parts of our minds that somehow have that wiring there, where it was much more, you were out, you were fighting to survive left and right, and then, there would be sexual gratification, for the person you provided for or something. Is it kind of the monkey brain in us going way back?
Yeah, it sure could be, because these more primitive parts of the brain get in our way in a lot of different ways. A lot of the non-rational aspects of human behavior. Why do people drive ridiculously fast sometimes? Uh-huh. When thinking wise, we know this is not safe, this is dangerous. But, you'll see particularly young men driving recklessly, causing so many car accidents. It's non-rational. And I do think that we still carry a lot of primitive parts of the brain, if you want to call it the caveman brain or whatever, that don't make sense. And we're certainly not all wired the same. We're very different. We may look a lot alike on the outside, but you get into people's ways of thinking and perceiving, and you see these dramatic differences sometimes. And it's really hard to sort out why some people just take these really aberrant turns.
If someone has this sort of wiring and they recognize it, but they're not a killer, they just know that for whatever reason, you know, this is what gets them off, if you will, watching violent material or things of that nature. Is there help for somebody like that? Or is this something where this is how you're wired, you really can't unwire it? If this is how, you know, your stimulus is that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, that's a big part of what we try to do in therapy is help people see if they have patterns that are self-defeating or destructive or causing harm to them, or certainly if they're going to cause harm to someone else. The big thing, as you mentioned, is if they're aware of it and they're willing to talk about it. I think we can work with almost anything. And over time, I do think patterns change. And when we talk about people changing their patterns, whether that's smoking, drinking, driving too fast, you know, whatever, patterns can change. And we are rewiring the brain when that happens. But again, as you know, it takes motivation. Somebody has to really want to work on their ways of thinking and change the kinds of behavior that are causing trouble for them. And certainly, probably the illest people or the most destructive people are not the ones that are motivated to do that work.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight on this case. Always very much appreciated. Siobhan's book, The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interpreting the Pathway to Violence. Do check that out. My name is Tony Bruschi. Be sure to subscribe or follow us wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we got for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.